expert at all. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. The idea of a media shield law is flawed from the get-go. Some people think it's a good idea to have a law that expressly states that journalists cannot be compelled to give up their sources to courts or to law enforcement. But of course, members of the U.S. Senate have now used discussion of a media shield law as a way to define who is, and more importantly, who is not, a journalist. Over the course of the past few months, politicians have been saying amateur journalists don't count. Senator Lindsey Graham even explicitly stated he wasn't sure if bloggers deserve First Amendment protections. Senator Dianne Feinstein insisted that real journalists draw salaries from big corporate media companies. Otherwise, she said she could not extend the privilege of being called a journalist to them. When WikiLeaks first became a big deal, those working on the legislation actually worked hard to make sure that WikiLeaks would not be covered. As I said, the shield law argument is flawed from the beginning. But how do we know that the shield law won't protect journalists? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Well, consider for a moment what New York Senator Chuck Schumer said last week. Schumer discussing the media shield law provisions and how, if it became law, it might affect journalist Glenn Greenwald, who reported on the NSA secret surveillance based on documents leaked by Edward Snowden. Quote, "It's probably not enough protections to cover him, but it's better than current law," end quote. Now, that's exactly the problem here. We already have a media shield law in place. It's called the First Amendment. By these senators needing to define protections, what they're actually doing is defining who is not protected. If Glenn Greenwald can be arrested or blocked from reporting on Edward Snowden's revelations about the NSA, therefore preventing that information from being made public, then true journalism does not exist anymore. Everything else just becomes state-run propaganda. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. free memberships, and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-85...
What Really Happened Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, April 1st, 2014, April Fool's Day, and obviously we're on guard for practical jokes and hoaxes and frauds that are that flood the net and the independent media on this day. So far, I actually haven't seen too many of them, and the ones I've seen are very obvious. They're not trying to hoax anybody. They're just trying to be funny, and some of them actually are pretty funny. There have been a flood of ads from the high-tech companies for non-existent products that are just flat-out silly, like shoes that connect you to the Internet and so forth and so on. Anyway, we have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, his hand hovering over the telephone, waiting for you to call on in with your opinions. Now, earlier today, the corporate news media like Fox and CNN and MSNBC were wagging Flight 370 at us one more time, and they didn't really have anything to report. The debris from the South Indian Ocean has turned out just to be trash thrown off ships and fishing boats, and apparently that piece of hardware that they found in the Maldives turned out also not to be part of a Boeing 777. And their entire justification for wagging Flight 370 at you today is the transcript of the final communications between Flight 370 and air traffic control has been altered. The last words from the plane, which is basically a variation of good night, Malaysian Flight 370, were misquoted in the first report. And it doesn't significantly change anything. But because they've now come out and said this is the corrected transcript of the final words of Flight 370, and they're making a big deal news about it, and they're wagging all over. Now, believe it or not, the correct words were reported weeks ago, the final words from the cockpit of Flight 370. But it's all over the corporate media this morning. They're clearly looking for reasons to keep the story in front of the eyes of the people, even though there is no new information to report. It's not news reporting, it's a sales campaign. They want you to be thinking about Flight 370. They want you to be thinking about 777s in the sky where they ought not to be. And it reinforces the theory that Flight 370 may have been diverted to be used in a false flag attack to reignite the war fever. Although I'm not ready to discard the idea that it was simply hijacked to be sold for spare parts here. Now, a very bizarre little story where apparently CNN is throwing so much money into the 370, Flight 370 story. They actually tried to rent a Boeing 777 to use as a prop, and Boeing basically said no, and they've had to settle for a flight simulator instead. But this was being reported by Russia Today, where CNN just wanted to get a Boeing 777, and that's an expensive piece of hardware to just be using as a prop. But obviously they're trying to keep this as a big story, even though there isn't anything substantive to report. The debris they've recovered from the South Indian Ocean is just fishing boat debris. It's got nothing to do with aircraft. Yesterday they were jumping up and down about this piece of what appeared to be aviation hardware that washed up on the beach in the Maldives. It was identified as a fire suppression bottle, but not from a 777 and not certainly not from from Flight 370. So they're wagging this around, and one, you know, I know they're not that desperate for news, but they're just putting so much focus on this right now. Once again, a top Ukrainian defense official is out there screaming that Russia has 100,000 troops deployed at the Russian-Ukraine border, just waiting for the signal to mass across and invade. This figure, of course, is much higher than the U.S. military estimates, which are themselves apparently not grounded in much of reality, because NBC reporter Jim Maceda took a camera crew, and they drove up the entire 1,200-mile length of the Russia-Ukraine border, and they found no signs of military buildup anywhere. And the people just living in that area, they had, you know how rumors flow through a society. Oh, my goodness, there's tanks just 20 miles away. If there was a Russian military buildup, they would know just from local gossip. It's local news, but it's not there. Now, NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen is saying he cannot confirm if Russian troops had withdrawn from the Ukrainian border. And again, they weren't there to begin with. All the troops that Russia had in Crimea were allowed to be there under a treaty with the former elected government of Ukraine, just like the United States has their military forces in some 700 bases around the world in other people's countries. They're allowed to be there. Russia did not swarm across the border into Crimea and conquer it and steal it. Crimea voted to break away from the coup d'etat government in Kiev and join with Russia. And by the way, there's a lot of people in Ukraine are thinking exactly the same thing now as they start to get the bad news about what it means to be in a country ruled by a puppet regime that serves those private central bankers. Gas prices are doubling, food prices going up by four times, cash restrictions imposed, and the government of Ukraine is now hiring American private security firms to quote-unquote restore order, in other words, to suppress political dissent from the Ukrainian people, who are just now realizing they got a raw deal out of all of this. They're very, very unhappy. So they're going to clamp down on civil protests. We had the newly installed president of Crimea was out there literally screaming that they would find and punish separatists and secessionists and the ground would burn beneath their feet. The iron fist of American puppet rule is descending on those people of Ukraine. New petition has been put up on the White House petition website. This one's a little more serious than the one about Alaska seceding and going back to Russia. This one simply says, the U.S. must accept the Crimea referendum. If we are, in fact, the global champions of democracy, then we have to recognize and accept the democratically expressed wishes of the people of Crimea to break away from a government that they did not elect and go with the better deal with Russia. Now, the U.S. position is that they are supporting democracy by ignoring the democratic wishes of Crimea. The important thing is to preserve the territorial integrity of Ukraine, and it's perfectly acceptable to throw out an elected government because, after all, they were corrupt and incompetent. Now, I wouldn't hit that argument too hard, because when it comes to corrupt and incompetent, the United States government got the gold medal for that. We know it's corrupt. Look at all the money pouring in from Israel and Wall Street that absolutely corrupts our government against the interests of the American people. And you want to talk about incompetence? Take a look at Obamacare. I rest my case on that one. Now, there's an interesting article over at BATR.org talking about how secession movements around the globe are intensifying in light of Crimea's success in breaking away from a government they didn't elect and deciding for themselves what their future was going to be. And we've been talking about Catalonia is getting ready to break away from Spain, Scotland break away from the United Kingdom, Venice and I think it's Sardinia are going to break away from Italy. And there was a map in this article about secession movements talking about all the secession movements all over the world. We have one here in Hawaii. because Hawaii is not actually legally a state of the United States of America. It was basically stolen from the Hawaiian people. Bill Clinton, when he was in office, signed a public law apologizing to the native Hawaiians and saying, yeah, we recognize you never surrendered your national sovereignty. We're really sorry we stole your nation from you. We're not going to give it back, but we feel really, really bad about what we did. Same thing in Texas, secession movements. All over the United States, there's talk about breaking away from that corrupt, incompetent federal government in Washington, D.C. We got to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only takes a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're still talking about events in the Ukraine. Now, over at silverdoctors.com, there's an article by Jim Willey basically saying Ukraine is the Waterloo event for the U.S. dollar. Basically saying the United States has positioned itself to have a war of currencies between the dollar, the yuan, the renminbi, and the ruble. And the U.S. does not really have the resiliency to survive that. Now, we know that this whole war agenda was about two purposes, restoring the world to Bretton Woods and enslaving everybody to the petrodollar. Now, that first one, forcing the world back onto Bretton Woods, that policy has already failed. Russia has delinked the ruble from the dollar, and they're backing it up by gold. China has made treaties with almost a dozen nations now for direct currency exchanges without going through the dollar. Some of America's strongest allies, like Great Britain, are now opening up Chinese currency exchange facilities in their cities, like London, where you can change pounds for yuan and not go through the dollar. So the restoration of Bretton Woods as a policy is already dead. That means the U.S. is going to shift their focus onto the petrodollar to conquer all the world's resource-rich areas. So any nation that needs to buy those resources has to come to the United States and either borrow or trade real products for those ink and paper notes to go down and get their oil, their molybdenum, their tantalum, their platinum, their rare earths, their aluminum, whatever. That's the petrodollar deal. And that's what the war is going to shift onto right now. But the United States is making war. Russia's making deals. China's making deals. Who do you think world opinion's going to side with? Blessed are the deal makers, or variations thereof. Now, Turkey just had their elections, and the ruling party is claiming a narrow victory, but doubts are already surfacing. Turkey's opposition is demanding an immediate recount. There's been evidence of massive vote fraud to keep Erdogan's party in power. For one thing, apparently they've discovered trash bags full of ballots marked for the main opposition, Republican People's Party and the National Movement Party. They just found these bags in the garbage of six of the schools used as polling stations in the southern province of Osmaniye. Now, apparently during the election, there were strange power outages, mostly in these strongholds of the opposition party. The official story from Turkey is that it was all the fault of a cat. Cat wandered into the power station, shorted out the transformer, and it blacked out all the neighborhoods where the opposition was likely to win. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. Needless to say, there's now a mass protest in front of the CEC building in Ankara. The Turkish people are absolutely aware that the election was stolen. And apparently it's already transitioned into violence, and the violence seems to be going against the government. Apparently the police have been attacked by the crowd. They're very, very angry, and the police are not able to hold them back. We could see a genuine revolution in Turkey. Meanwhile, of course, down on the Turkish-Syrian border, there is still concern that there will be a war. We know that Turkey was planning a false flag to try and justify invasion of Syria. Turkey's been shelling Syria from their side of the border, trying to get a response that they can use to escalate the situation. Meanwhile, the United States is once again warning North Korea on provocations. And they're talking about firing artillery shells into each other's territory. Well, the actual story is, they're firing the shells into the ocean. They're not shelling any land targets. They're not shelling any ships. These are naval exercises, and the particular area where they're exercising is disputed. North Korea thinks it's North Korea's ocean. South Korea says it's South Korea's ocean. So when North Korea is having a live fire drill in water, they think their own. South Korea is saying, oh my goodness, they're shooting at us. And the U.S. is wagging their finger and saying, you can't do that. Because again, remember, war with China is on that list to bring the world back under economic domination by the United States of America. And they're trying to get war with China either by going through Korea or by going through Japan. They've got two different plans in operation there. Now, over the last week, we've been hearing back and forth and back and forth about convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard. And a week ago, we were seeing in the Israeli media an announcement that Pollard was going to be freed as part of a deal to get the Israel-Palestine peace talks going again. the United States State Department at that time denied there was any such deal under consideration. Well, apparently today, and this is being reported over at the Daily Beast and a couple of other places, the Obama administration is saying, yeah, they're looking at freeing Jonathan Pollard to save the peace talks. Now, I'm sure the people in Washington, D.C. understand the peace talks are never, ever, ever, ever going to go anywhere because Israel does not want them to. This is the U.S. trying to pretend that it still has some kind of an influence over the Middle East between Israel and Palestine and is willing to basically give this traitor to Israel, the country that helped him commit treason against the United States of America. And what is going to happen is what always happens. Israel will get what it wants, Jonathan Pollard, and Israel will then find simply another excuse to derail the peace talks, leaving Obama and Kerry with egg on their faces. Once again, they'll give Israel what they want, what Israel wants, and they will get nothing concrete in return. Now, apparently the deal that is being crafted is the United States will release Pollard. Israel will keep its promise to release the fourth group of Palestinian prisoners. They'd already committed to doing it, then they changed their mind. Now it's on the table with this deal with Jonathan Pollard. And this backroom deal is basically Israel and Palestine will continue their talks into 2015. That's the deal. And, of course, nothing will come of it because Israel doesn't want anything to come of it. It takes two parties to make the peace and only one party with a bomb to make a war. So a lot of people are very, very outraged over what's going on. And for those of you who don't remember, here's the deal. Jonathan Pollard was a former U.S. intelligence agent who was spying for Israel. And he stole, among other things, secrets of America's nuclear deterrent. Now, this was all happening back before the days where they could type into a keyboard and retarget the nuclear missiles. Back then, you had to actually go out to the missile and program in the coordinates where this thing is going to land. And Pollard stole that targeting information, and he sold it to Israel, who turned around and gave it to the Soviet Union in exchange for increased emigration quotas of Russian Jews. That meant the Soviet Union knew where every U.S. nuclear missile was aimed, which makes defending against them a lot easier. Had the U.S. and the Soviet Union gone to nuclear war at that moment, the Soviet Union would have won. Now, when the Rosenbergs gave the secret of the nuclear bomb to the Soviet Union, they were executed. And it remains a mystery how it is that Pollard got treated with such kid gloves. And now they're talking about sending him back. You remember on 9/11, the dancing Israelis who were cheering and high-fiving as the towers came down, and they were making such an obnoxious spectacle of themselves. They got arrested. Three of them turned out to be Mossad agents. What did the U.S. government do? Did they waterboard them to find out what they knew about 9/11? Heck no. They just shipped them back to Israel, where they're big celebrities. They were on TV saying, our purpose was to document the event, not even hiding their involvement. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about this pending deal under which the United States is going to release convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard, send him back to Israel for a hero's welcome and, you know, whatever else they're going to do there. And in exchange, Israel promises to go on talking with the Palestinians until 2015 with absolutely no guarantee that these continuing talks will be any more productive than the talks to date, which is virtually nil. And while Kerry is hammering out this deal to abase himself and Obama before Israel, before the eyes of the world, what does Israel do? They issue 700 tenders for new Jews-only settlements beyond the Green Line. They go right on grabbing Palestinian land, which of course is a deal-breaker for the Palestinians. So even before these extended talks are bought and paid for by returning this traitor to Israel, Israel's already taking steps to make sure the Palestinian talks are going to go nowhere. Now, up in Afghanistan, they're getting ready to come up on their election. And as we reported 2 weeks ago, I think it was, there is a campaign of violence directed at the international observers of the elections. Now, usually when there's an election in Afghanistan, which is a $100 million Western-funded exercise, did you know your taxes pay for the Afghan elections? Send them all those Diebold voting machines. Diebold, we guarantee the results. And normally, there are all kinds of observers there, journalists, consultants, international monitors, diplomats, and so forth. Now, this time, because of all the violence being directed at the hotels where the observers are staying, they are leaving the country. So it looks like Afghanistan's election is about to be stolen, because the party currently expected to succeed Hamid Karzai in office is not at all sympathetic or beholden to the United States of America. I think that was the reason they were trying to put so much pressure on Hamid Karzai to sign that extended agreement to keep U.S. forces in Afghanistan. And Karzai kept saying, no, I'm leaving office in a couple of months. It's not my job. Deal with the next incoming government. And the current polls are showing that the next incoming government is going to be one that is not agreeable to U.S. foreign policy. So it looks like the U.S. is going to go in and try and rig the Afghan election to get their puppets into power. And that's why they have to get rid of the observers. More evidence surfacing of U.S. covert actions in Pakistan, Yemen, and Somalia. This is being reported over at RIMF.com. The U.S. is really putting pedal to the metal. I think they sense that this whole war agenda and hiding behind bringing democracy and weapons of mass destruction, it's all falling apart. The people of the United States of America and the people of planet Earth understand it's all lies. It's all USDA choice bovine excrement that's being shoveled at us as a cover for these blatant wars of aggression. There's an article over at Press TV saying Western warmongers getting shot down in flames. And it's talking about all the people in the U.S. corporate media and even the acquired independent media, you know, the bloggers who seem to have a lot of money to play with, and they're always pro-war and bashing Russia and the rest of it, and they're not getting any traction. Nobody's listening to them because they don't make any sense when you think critically about what's being said and what's going on. Another article over at the Shanghai Daily, it's NATO, not Russia, that poses a threat to peace and security, because it is NATO's expansionism that brought us to the crisis in the Ukraine. Now remember, going back and looking at the Ukraine, the European Union approached the elected government of Ukraine and said, join the EU, borrow money from the ECB, everything will be really hunky-dory. And Yanukovych was looking at what happens to countries that are in the European Union, like Cyprus and Greece and Spain and France and the rest of it, and said, I'm not too sure about that. Russia came in with a better deal. And Yanukovych, being a sharp consumer, shopper, simply said, I'm going to go with a better deal. I'm going to go with Russia. And that's when the U.S. went in there with their plan to overthrow the elected government and put in this new coup d'etat government who obediently enslaved the Ukrainian people to the European Central Bank and is imposing austerity and strip mining all of Ukraine's assets for privatization. We wouldn't be in this mess if the U.S. government would quit tinkering with other people's countries. That's the real cause of terrorism. People around the world don't just wake up one day and say, oh, there's nothing on cable TV. I think I'll be a terrorist today. It's really just unconventional warfare. And they are driven to it, seeing their country subverted by an outside power, the United States or Israel, and just reaching the breaking point of saying, I want my country back under the control of my people. These other countries don't hate us for our freedoms. They don't hate us because we've got Disneyland. They don't hate us because we've got more cable channels than anybody else, especially because there's nothing but reruns. They hate us because the United States of America has this bad habit of mucking around with other people's countries. And that is what is causing all the hostility and hate against America. Now then, early spring blizzard pummels upper Midwest. I heard Fargo's getting something like 20 inches of snow. This is April. And they're getting buried in this snow. And apparently we're getting the back end of the cattle problem, because right now is when the cattle are giving birth to their calves. And it's not warm enough for the calves to thrive. And the farmers are just trying to keep the new calves warm. They're trying to keep the barns heated. This is a very cold springtime. Gosh darn that human-caused global warming. And, of course, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change over at the United Nations has issued their doom and gloom global warming report. And it's already being called on the carpet by a bunch of people over at Natural News. They're saying it's political theater. It's not real science. And basically, they go back to the focus about, you know, the all humankind faces imminent self-destruction if industrial output of carbon dioxide is not immediately and drastically curbed. Okay, well, you can't have it both ways. When the world provably was not warming because of the greenhouse gas effect of CO2, they rebranded as climate change. Okay, the colder weather is now the problem. It's climate change. We can't allow that to happen. Well, how does carbon dioxide create colder weather? And if we're going into a period of intense cold weather that is killing livestock and people, wouldn't more carbon dioxide be a solution? And they're not going to listen to that because the goal here is always to blame carbon dioxide. Why? Because they can ascribe that to human activity and blame you and say, it's all your fault. We're going through all this and you will atone by paying a carbon tax. Remember I told you back when Obamacare cratered as a revenue generation mechanism for the U.S. government that they were going to come back this spring with a carbon tax, and they're already trying to lay that foundation. Now, remember, we had an article came out yesterday that confirmed the British government went to the IPCC and put pressure on them to doom and gloom this report because the one they were going to report that was leaked a week ago said, yeah, climate change is going on, but you know, it's really not that big a deal. It doesn't seem to be causing any problems. And now they're back to saying, carbon dioxide, we're all going to die from carbon dioxide. Now, in effect, what is the IPCC doing? Okay, they're using fear and terror to achieve a political goal, carbon taxes and submission to a global environmental authority. Now, go back and look at the USA Patriot Act. Any individual or group that uses fear to sell a political agenda is defined as a terrorist organization. And that is exactly how the IPCC and all these carbon Nazis are operating right now. They're trying to scare you into accepting their carbon taxes and carbon credits and control of your life. And it's complete, complete nonsense. Now, over in Chicago, the Heartland Institute is cranking up their rhetoric by saying that increasing CO2 is actually good for the planet. Because NASA actually proved that atmospheric CO2 doesn't really act like a pane of glass in a greenhouse. They knocked that one down about a year ago. But when you have more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, what happens? Plants grow bigger and faster and produce more food. Now, if you go to a commercial greenhouse, you will see they have carbon dioxide generators inside to add more CO2 to the greenhouse because it makes the plants grow bigger and faster and produce more crop. Wouldn't that be a cool thing to be happening all over the planet during a time of global famine? We'll be right back.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right,
get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And not too surprisingly, the corporate media is once again cranking out the global warming bovine excrement. We're having this story here. Where the vanishing Arctic ice cap, and there's, you know, an Arctic largely devoid of ice, giant methane outburst causing tsunamis in the North Atlantic and global sea levels rising by several meters, blah, blah, and they're going on and on. Now, they've been saying this stuff for 10 years. And this last winter, if you look at the actual data, the Arctic ice caps were their largest they had been in like 30 years. Remember that ship that went down to the Antarctica during the Antarctic summer? They wanted to get photos and videos of the melting ice caps to support the global warming agenda, because if you want to see melting ice, you go down there in the summer where it's melting. And they got trapped in the ice. And these articles are being written on the assumption that you, the American people, are too stupid to go out and research this for yourself and determine for yourself what's really going on. They don't want you looking at the raw data. They just want, take our word. We're the corporate media. We wouldn't lie to you. And they're, it's just complete nonsense. If you're worried about methane outbursts, start with the Bermuda Triangle or these other areas where these methane outbursts are already occurring. It's just, it's fear-mongering. They're a terrorist organization. They're trying to scare you into accepting a carbon tax. They're trying to scare you into buying carbon credits. They're trying to scare you into accepting government control of all aspects of your life. And that is the definition of a terrorist organization when they use fear to get you to accept a political change. It's exactly what it is here. John Kerry's chiming in saying, denying climate science is malpractice. He's out there, you know, we have to act dramatically and quickly. Science tells us our climate and our way of life are literally in jeopardy. Well, our way of life is in jeopardy, but it's not from the climate. It's from Wall Street. And it's from this Washington, D.C. war machine. And after more than 10 years of completely and utterly failed predictions about doom and gloom, melting Greenland ice, oceans rising, polar bears drowning, snow-free winters, and none of that came to pass. It's very obvious we've gone into a cooling phase. And they're still out there trying to push this snake oil. They really think you're that stupid that you are going to close your eyes to all the snow and ice that was around you this last winter and the winter before and the winter before and the winter before and the winter before, that you're going to forget about how chilly you were. And that as soon as somebody on the TV set or somebody at the White House podium says, the world is warming and it's your fault, that you will say, yes, master, I hear and believe the world is warming and it's all my fault. Please take my money. They really think that of you. You should be insulted at the very low regard the government and the corporate media has for your intellect. And I understand from their point of view, I mean, they know it's all nonsense, but they're in the business of using nonsense, lies, fraud, and deception to get what they want. And what they want right now is more of your money. Except that you don't have it. We don't have it. We're tapped out. You know, up in Detroit, they're getting ready to shut off the water to something like 140,000 houses for unpaid water bills. Do you think these people just voluntarily chose not to pay for their water bills? They don't have any money, and shutting off their water is probably not going to get the bills paid. But if Detroit is stupid enough to do it, the riots will start 3 days later. It's insane. All right, I want to talk a little bit about the Ebola outbreak in Guinea, because there are some very alarming signs about it. It has already escaped that country. And it's spread to Guinea's capital city. So far, they have 122 patients who've contracted Ebola. 78 have died. This is all from Doctors Without Borders. Apparently, along with the victims in Guinea, the World Health Organization has confirmed 2 deaths in Sierra Leone and 1 in Liberia. There was that rumored case up in Canada, and Canada's official statement is, well, yes, it's an Ebola-like hemorrhagic fever, but not to worry, it's not the Ebola from West Africa. Please come up here, spend your tourist dollars, buy your maple sugar, and so forth and so on. Now, a little bit of history and a little bit of science. Up until now, Ebola outbreaks have always occurred in extremely remote locations in Africa whose isolation prevented a wide-scale epidemic. There are 2 exceptions. There was the 1989 outbreak in Western Virginia, which fortunately, that particular strain of Ebola does not affect humans. It'll liquefy monkeys, but it, for some reason, it doesn't touch human beings at all. And then there was the Mayinga strain of Ebola, and it's named for a nurse, Mayinga Nseki, who made it to the capital city of Kinshasa in 1976, but died. She didn't infect anybody, and they're still scratching their head over that one because that strain of Ebola has a very high infection rate and lethality rate. Now, most of the strains of Ebola are passed on by direct contact or by aerosolized secretions, like a sneeze or a cough, in which the virus is protected by a water droplet. The Ebola virus exposed to air decomposes immediately. It's also very fragile under ultraviolet light. Now, Ebola Zaire is thought to be airborne or pneumonic because it has a heavier protein coat that will protect it in the air for a little longer than the other versions. Now, the average time it takes between a patient becoming infected by Ebola and the onset of symptoms where they know they're sick and need to see a doctor is about 16 days. Can be faster, can be slower, but the average is 16 days. During those 16 days, the patient feeling perfectly healthy will be going about their job, their home, their school, potentially infecting everyone they touch or share a contacted surface with. If they're in the bathroom and they touch the sink and it leaves water drops behind, the virus can survive in those water drops until somebody else touches them. Now, obviously, the worst case scenario everybody needs to be concerned about is a patient in that 16-day period where they're infected and don't know it, traveling by air or train, touching surfaces at the airport or train station, and within the train or aircraft itself. Before the patient even gets on the train or plane, they can infect other travelers at the airport or train station, going to other planes and other trains. And by the time the plane or train reaches its destination, other travelers on board are going to be infected. Now, we don't have the R-naught for this particular strain of Ebola. And so far, it does seem to be a limited number of cases, but it can grow. Now, as I said before, previously this kind of wildfire distribution did not happen because the earlier outbreaks were always in these remote locations. But having cases of this Ebola in Sierra Leone and Liberia suggest infected people are already traveling throughout the transport system. Senegal has already closed their border with Guinea. And Saudi Arabia has suspended visas over the Guinea Ebola outbreak. So they're taking it very, very seriously. And if we do see other cases in other places like Canada, it's going to be time for some very, very drastic steps to close the border and prevent international travel before this thing really, really gets out of control. So, Liberia confirmed case there here. Now, just in time for the Ebola outbreak, the National Institute for Health is licensing an Ebola vaccine based on the rabies virus, which bears some structural similarities, produced by XL Bio. It's being fast-tracked. And I don't know. I would almost, I think, take my chances with colloidal silver, which is also an antiviral. But we've had so many problems with these dangerous, dangerous vaccines, and especially when they're fast-tracked and not being checked. I don't know, man. I'd be really iffy about taking that. All right, we're going to take our top of the hour break. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after these few words.